trying to put protections in place for Hoosier Homestead Farms and USDA shocking the market. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. There are a lot of farms that have been in the same family for generations. C.J. Miller reports on a bill that would further protect those families from having their farms stripped away from them through eminent domain.
Leave me alone. We've been farming for 150 years. I want to continue to farm. My kids want to continue to farm.
And that's State Representative Rob Green talking about the feedback that he's received from farmers and the reason he wrote House Bill 1265.
So 1265 deals with the Hoosier Homestead Farm Program. So it was a program that was developed to honor the families that had continuous operation and ownership of a farm for 100, 150, and 200 years. You know, I'd estimate there's maybe 3,500 to 4,000 farms that are still holding that designation.
Green says that one of those farms was threatened to be seized by local officials through eminent domain.
A couple years ago, a constituent reached out who had a centennial farm that had a potential eminent domain issue. Now, they were, in one of the truest senses, a farm that had kept the family together for all those generations, had built it up over time. So there was development pushing in, and there was an issue of eminent domain that came up. And the family was, frankly, shocked that there was zero consideration given to the profile of a farm like theirs, that it wasn't even a question.
Green says his bill offers additional protections for Indiana's farms with those Hoosier Homestead designations.
It gives these farms an opportunity to remonstrate against eminent domain should a local government, a local body, a utility come in for a fee simple taking of properties. And it really just gives them an opportunity to push back against that. These families have beaten the odds and really should, in my opinion, deserve the opportunity to continue to keep the farm together and carry on their legacy to future generations.
In fact, Representative Green says he wants to hear from you if you've been in this situation. We have his contact information for you at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.